I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Moment of truth coming up. But yesterday at this time, mixed listener Lisa asked you for some help with this.
So my boyfriend just offered to pay for a tattoo, and I have two problems. One is that, like, the design, I really love it. It's super cool. It's just, like, very, very big, and it would probably take up, like, most of my forearm. I'm completely in love with him now, but, like, what if we do break up, and then I'm going to have this huge tattoo on my arm for the rest of my life?
Well, here was your advice.
If you have second thoughts, then it's a no.
Every single person that I know that has gotten someone's name or initial tattooed on them is no longer together.
All right, Lisa, you heard the calls and texts from our listeners. Which advice are you taking about this tattoo?
Okay, well, I tried to talk to him last night and tell him that I love him and I want us to get tattoos, but maybe not right now. And if we're going to be together forever, there's no reason. We can't wait, you know, until, you know, sometime in the future. And then we can get this exact tattoo that we both love.
Yeah. But I thought you liked this tattoo design that he came up with, this ocean wave, half a heart type of thing.
Well, I love it. That's what I was telling him. Like, I love this tattoo and we can get this exact tattoo. If we're going to be together forever, there should be no rush. Let's get this exact thing, like in a year from now or two, you know, I love you and I want a matching tattoo, but I just don't know if we're ready after just 1 year.
So Elizabeth persuaded you to back out of this, the appointment last night?
Yeah, but then, you guys, he was like, oh, I already made the appointment and I don't think that's messed up that you, it's been a year and I'm telling you I love you and I want matching tattoos and if you don't want to come, I'm going to get it with you without you anyway, or maybe I'll get a different tattoo without initials, without a heart, and I'm going, I made the appointment. And then he just left. And then I've been trying to text him all night. He's not answering. He won't pick up his phone. And he's just like, I guess, ghosting me. And like, I know. I'm glad I didn't get that tattoo. But like, I can't believe, like, over because I wouldn't get a matching tattoo after a year. Now he's just like ghosting me. And I've been calling all night. I didn't sleep all night. I was up and calling and texting. And he just won't even answer.
Lisa?
Holy cow.
Thank goodness you did not get this tattoo.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No,
Thank you. Thank you, because you are 100% right.
I'm telling you right now, that is childish the way he handled it. And I can hear you're upset. And
Super upset.
I hopefully a little bit of time away from each other will be at least a good thing to like talk through this. But if he's going to overreact like that over the tattoo, then that's childish.
He probably thought they really had
his
something.
His feelings
and this
are
was...
hurt, and he completely threw a fit, like a tantrum.
But
like
it was his
kid.
Idea, and she kind of, at least I have to say, you kind of let him down a little bit. And I know his ego is bruised a little bit. He's like, oh, here, I thought this was a great
idea.
Radar,
there's no way you can defend that behavior. If
Come
he's just going to all of a sudden just shut her out and stonewall like this, no.
He should answer you, though. You guys should talk about this.
Yeah, he needs to at least talk to you about it.
And maybe he can talk you into getting you a tattoo.
You spoke up and said you don't want this tattoo, and then that's how he reacted?
I didn't say that. I said I don't want it now. That if we're going to be together forever, there should be no rush. Like, why can't we wait a year or whatever? Or when we get married. Like, well, at least that, you know.
You're still thinking about being with him, though.
I don't know. I'm just, like, really confused because I had no idea he was going to respond like that. And we've been together for a year. He's never ghosted me like this. We've never had this big an argument. And I am glad I didn't get that. He's proving me right. It's good I did not get that tattoo. Because
it is. Yeah, because how are you going to speak up about other things? Mm. I mean, you're not going to agree on everything in a relationship.
Well, this is the first fight that they've had. I mean, all relationships go through something like this. Maybe he can get through this. Obviously, he's going to contact you. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's going to call you back later or text you at least. You guys are going to talk eventually. Just right now, you know, maybe he was up late last night getting that tattoo, and now he's still sleeping. Who knows?
I don't know.
I just feel like this has nothing to do with a tattoo. Can we just address
don't
that?
Don't start going deeper.
This goes way deeper.
You're right.
No.
He's starting to question, oh, does she want to be with me? And then he freaked out about it. It's your body, your rules. You spoke up and said, I just don't want to put that tattoo on my body. I don't want to get a couple tattoo right now. I think there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you saying that.
Lisa, you guys have never had a spat or a fight or an argument in the last year since you've been going together?
We've totally had spats and little arguments, for sure. Definitely. But nothing like this level where, like, I'm up all night crying and texting him and calling him. He's not answering. And, like, nothing like this level. Yeah, we've definitely had little life stuff. Nothing, you know, like little
Is he worth this?
Wait a minute.
Worth the tears? Is he worth all of this? Like, look at what he put you through. I'm coming to you as like a friend saying, hey, that is quite the reaction you saying you don't want to get a tattoo is a relatively speaking, a permanent thing on your body. And you put your hand up and said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. And that's how he responded, you saying you're not comfortable? I don't get why Radar's defending this guy.
Listen here. Let me just bring this up. Elizabeth, in all your time with your husband, Eric, you're here on the radio. You're here on the mix to say you've never given your husband the silent treatment. You've never kind of just said, I'm so upset, I can't talk. I'm not even talking to you. The silent treatment. Come on. You've never done that in your life.
The way she framed this, he just like isn't responding to her.
It's the silent treatment that my wife has given me that you've probably given your husband.
It's turned into that.
It's a little spat.
There's no way it turned into that. You think this is a little spat?
I don't know.
This seems really bizarre to me.
It's the first major roadblock in the relationship. I'm sure you guys will be able to talk about this later. I'm sure he's going to text you back later. I wouldn't give up on things right now. Both sides are pretty heated. Let's just see.
Radar's saying the space is a good thing.
Let's let everything cool off. Cooler heads prevail.
If what I was hearing before sounded like a tantrum, that I don't feel is healthy or okay in a relationship. And that is not, these tantrums, that's not something that's happened.
He's just ghosted her. He's just said, I don't want to talk to you right now, basically, without saying, I don't want to talk to you right now.
He did scream at me and then storm off before he ghosted me. He did have
He
did.
I don't know how you're flipping this on, like, this is what's happening in our house, because not the case.
He's got quite the ego there.
He's
His ego
upset.
Is big time bruised.
This guy, he sounds like he threw a tantrum.
Well, again, maybe cooler heads will prevail over time. Time heals all wounds,
Lisa. I have to think he'll talk to you at some point, Lisa.
Of course he will, right?
And you were right to say, I don't care if it's a tattoo with a friend. I don't care if it's a tattoo you picked out on your own. If you aren't feeling the tattoo, wherever the tattoo originated from, that's okay for you to speak up and say that.
Lisa, over 30 years with my wife, and I'm telling you, you're going to look back on this one day with your boyfriend currently and say, man, can you believe we fought about some stupid tattoo back in the day? You're going to laugh about it while your matching tattoos are on your arms while you're holding hands. Guaranteed.
No, I hope you're right. It's hard to like see it. It's
yeah,
hard to see it
I don't
know now,
this
know
like Pollyanna outlook Radar has on this whole thing.
That's what happens. It's what happens.
But I guess he's the one on the show that's been together for over 30 years.
There you go. Lisa, thank you for bringing this. Sorry that what happened about the situation with your boyfriend, but stay in touch with us. Hopefully things will even out, cool off throughout the next few days, few hours, whatever it is, and hopefully things will smooth out again, like I said. And your relationship will be back to being strong. Maybe this will make your relationship even stronger.
Well, thanks for the advice. I think it's a really good idea that, you know, you told me not to get that tattoo.
You just want to keep
I think you saved me.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Totally agree with you.
Lisa, thanks for being on Relationship Intervention.
Good luck, Lisa.
Thank you. And for everybody else, if you have an issue in your life, you can always bring it to Relationship Intervention. Hit us up on our Mix Facebook page. Let us know what's going on. And you could be on the next Relationship Intervention as early as maybe even tomorrow or next week here on The Mix. Lisa, take care.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Man, you all.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All are passionate about today's relationship intervention with Lisa, who said she's having problems with her boyfriend and Here's what the issue was.
So my boyfriend just offered to pay for a tattoo, and I have two problems. One is that, like, the design, I really love it. It's super cool. It's just, like, very, very big, and it would probably take up, like, most of my forearm. I'm completely in love with him now, but, like, what if we do break up, and then I'm going to have this huge tattoo on my arm for the rest of my life?
And she tried talking to him last night. He got a little testy.
She was all upset and worked up, too, and I was hearing how he reacted, and... You know, this is one of those reading between the lines type thing. And listening to her retell this story and how upset she was. Thank goodness she didn't get the tattoo. And I just don't feel that she's in a healthy relationship. I think this guy is controlling. And I hope she's got people that are reaching out to her like we are to say, hey, this doesn't seem like a really healthy situation to be in. And Radar, I know you were really adamant about saying, no, it was just a fight. It was just a fight. But the way he acted, and now all of these text messages are coming through. I mean, too many to even name. 414-262-920 numbers. There's so many people that are saying this guy sounds like a jerk. And it sounds like if he doesn't get his way, he's going to act like a baby. She feels bad for her. And then another person saying, like, she shouldn't accept being treated that way. Thank goodness she didn't get the tattoo.
We don't know exactly what their relationship is like. Was this the first spat? It seemed like it was. It doesn't seem like he's been controlling or anything before that. I think if there's a history or like a pattern of that, yes, you can say, well, this guy. But I think he was just really, like she said, they're thinking about being together for a long time. Maybe he's one of those guys who thought of something cool. She kind of turned it down. And then maybe he's feeling all butthurt about it. Oh, come on. Maybe he's feeling like she doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah, no, I think this is I think this is a healthy relationship that she's in. I think he's trying to like make it seem like you got to get this tattoo. You're my property kind of thing. Get her a nice piece of jewelry.
All right, we've got Tammy who wants to message about or call about this. You can also keep messaging if you have an opinion about relationship
intervention. Yeah, the text lines are open. We're seeing all your texts that are coming through here.
414-432-1099. Tammy, what do you want to say?
Oh, my gosh. As I'm listening to this, I'm, like, thinking Elizabeth is so right. I'm sorry, Radar, but first of all, if this guy is throwing a temper tantrum, fine. He'll call back, whatever. But, oh, my gosh, this is a total control issue. He's, like, wanting to control her.
Yeah.
He was really passionate about this tattoo. I don't think there's anything else in their relationship that she had a problem with. It just happened to be this. And, you know, maybe that was just, like, a little fuse that got lit with him. And
yeah, but it almost sounds like it's like he's trying to, like, brand her to be like, okay, you're mine. We have these initials. The fact that it's a tattoo and that he was so adamant about it and the way he reacted... It's just got my spidey senses kicking in, feeling like, honey, this doesn't seem like a really healthy relationship.
Yep. I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can always call 414-432-1099. You can also text that same number.
And we'll stay in contact with Lisa for sure and offer our support to her as she brought this to all of us and to the radio to try to get some advice. And maybe when cooler heads will prevail... She'll have a little more clarity of what she needs in her life to make her happy, whatever that looks like.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.